Chapter 1 of the Gospel of John contains a wonderful story that exemplifies the go-and-bring process of community engagement. Philip's life was drastically impacted by his encounter with Jesus. As a result of this encounter, Philip went to look for Nathanael and told him, "We have found the very person Moses and the prophets wrote about. His name is Jesus, the son of Joseph from Nazareth." "Nazareth!" exclaimed Nathanael. "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" "Come and see for yourself," Philip replied. John chapter 1, verses 45 through 46. Philip went to look for Nathanael. He did not extend an invite to meet him someplace. Philip went to Nathanael. This is going. He engaged Nathanael where he was. He shared his story using a common connection. It was only after this that Philip invited Nathanael to join him. This is bringing. The go-and-bring approach views the location of the faith community as a hub of strengthening Christ followers to be sent out. The church is both gathered and scattered. Let's start living out the and be the gathered community of God's people, sent out into the world. Let the church engage the community. Cultivate your Judea. An error many pastors make is to assume that having a building in a community makes them present in the community. Your property is not your presence in the community. Your engagement in the community is your presence. You can be present in a community without having a presence in the community. Phil and his wife had the privilege of being a part of a team that launched a new church in McCordsville, Indiana. McCordsville is a bedroom community east of downtown Indianapolis. The baby church had no building or property. Thus, like many new churches, it met in a local school on Sunday mornings. Phil had the ministry of signs and wonders, which meant he assembled a team that put out signs, to help direct newcomers to the worship service. Due to city regulations, the church could not put out signs until Friday afternoon, and the signs needed to be down by Sunday evening. Therefore, the church's signs appeared and disappeared, wonders, each weekend. If the church had depended on its weekend physical presence for its sole community presence, it would have been ineffective. The church members had to go out into the community. The following 8 guidelines will be helpful in developing a community engagement strategy. Based on the 4 spheres of evangelism, we will use Judea as the designator for your community. First, identify your Judea. As stated earlier, Judea is a geographical designation. Using the church's location as the center, draw a circle of 1/4 of a mile to a 5-mile radius. The radius is dictated by the population. The greater the population, the smaller the circumference. Contextualized community engagement is the best way to reach Judea. Second, understand your Judea. This is a demographic identification. You can exegete your Judea both formally, demographic studies, or informally. Drive or walk around in your Judea. Ask questions. Observe. Connect with the local chamber of commerce. Third, understand your church. This is an internal audit. Ask questions. How many people currently attending the church live in your Judea? How reflective is your congregation of your Judea? What has your church done previously to engage Judea? Gary often notes that if the average age of the congregation is 10 years or older than the people living in the community, there will be a disconnect. Keep this in mind.